Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. An Odyssey Sports Station.
Who followed who first, you or Stephon Diggs?
I'm not even sure. I think it was either way. I'm not. I remember.
It was at the same time.
It was at the same
3,
time.
3-2-1 follow.
Exactly.
I've never seen anything like that happen ever.
Anytime you
first
see
first time in history
a player like that, you just, you know, I'm a young player. Try to pay respects and you know, anybody that I used to grow up watching and play Madden with, try to, you know, pay respects. So.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
That was Patriots second-year quarterback Drake May with Kay Adams. What? You don't like your quarterback?
I thought that was... Okay, it's a little early for me to go this far out on the ledge, but this feels like this feels like a platform or a forum to do so. I think I've already reached peak deferential aw shucks Drake May.
Oh, wow, you've turned on him quickly. We didn't even get to his second season.
Nope.
Wow. That's
it. Out.
I will say, I didn't really, like, just, you didn't, and she mocked him right to his face. First time in the history of the world that there were, you know, simultaneous follows. You do it, I'll do it with person. Like, somebody followed somebody first.
Oh, my God, that's amazing. No, first of all, Kay Adams is a goddess, and we'll just leave it at that. She's the best. Number two, I'm so glad she did. And number three, like, look, we all offer word salads, nonsense, and, you know, ramble jambles on a regular basis as we're trying to stumble our way into a take, a decent opinion, or a proper response. Has he ever said anything? Just being
Jeez,
honest.
Jeez, wow, yes. He had some tremendous interviews with WEEI Afternoons every Monday last year. I mean, they weren't all tremendous. Okay. They ebbed and flowed, but some of them were tremendous.
All right, you said some. All right, you start off with some
of defense, man. Clap it up. Somebody else clap up.
Hey, Zoe.
There we go.
Hey, Zoe, clap back there, Zoe. What are you here
come
for?
Come on, Curran. Here's your meal ticket. Let's go.
But I also, the funny thing that jumped out to me, we heard I'm kind of used to quarterbacks around here giving me annoyingly bland answers, whatever. He also likes to tell you how young he is. Yeah, anytime you can follow a guy who you used to use in Madden and Madden football, like he loves to remind people he's really just a young up-and-coming quarterback, and Diggs, you're kind of old now.
And that's what we love about him as well. And I, you know what I'm just looking for? I think this goes back to my three-point stance that the Patriots need to be aggressive in their pursuit of having a winning season so as to rid themselves of the stench of failure and convince people that this is a place to come and play for more than just a paycheck, but to compete and win and hopefully one day, God forbid, win championships again. I might need a little bit more. I know there was a Chris Mason piece last week, Mass Live. He shows the killer instinct. He demonstrates leadership when he needs to. I'm just looking for phase two of Drake to start evolving, like a little more than just the aw shucks. I appreciate that. He's a cool guy. Seems very likable, very affable. But now I'm looking for like, yeah, I'm going to get out there. I'm going to let everyone know New England. Okay, that's a place to be.
Yeah, I don't think he, well, first of all, the Patriots could help him do that. If they, I don't know, if they had done this off-season expenditures on offense, maybe he'd have a little more swagger to him. If you had gone out and signed
a left tackle,
a left tackle, a wide receiver, a running back, maybe he'd be cocky. You know what I think he's looking at? I think he's looking at Vedarian Lowe and frickin' Jalen Polk, and no disrespect to those guys from him, but he's saying, yeah, I'm going to stay quiet for a little while till I think we can actually make plays, because he has gotten nothing so far. Diggs is the closest thing to nothing. Something. He's got Morgan Moses, which, fun, great, okay, you got a right tackle, you got a veteran, you got an adult in the room, but there is no reason right now for Drake May, other than himself, to be overly confident. Like, I bet you he has confidence in himself. I bet you he has a lot of confidence in what he learned, but he doesn't...
But I want to feel that. I want to hear a little bit of that, Andy.
But he cannot throw the ball and catch it, too, as Giselle famously said.
What character was that?
That was Giselle.
Oh.
She's a supermodel.
God, it's like she's here.
It's a new character on the show. Dan, it's called Unfortunate Giselle.
Okay.
But I think he's doing the smart thing, because I do think he is an incredibly cocky guy. I think at his heart, he is restraining a lot of cockiness. I think he thinks he is the cat's meow. I think he believes he is one of the next great quarterbacks in the NFL. He like Dan Orlovsky, what he says about him, the next Josh Allen, all of those things. I believe Drake May believes in himself for all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't start voicing that until there's some people around you that can help you showcase your skills, right? Otherwise, you're just going to seem like a blowhard, cocky SOB.
I want it. Okay, so then here's what I'm saying out loud right now, just and unapologetically. I want whoever or whatever it is, if it's Josh McDaniels, Mike Vrabel, Steph Diggs, insert name of left tackle, receiver, or whomever in the draft to come, I want someone to unlock that next level of Drake May and bring out a little bit of that shine, a little bit of that cockiness, a little bit of that Southern hot step that I think he's got in him, Andy.
Well, and I don't know that you'll see it publicly. You know where the first place I think you'll see it is? And they do need to help him. I go with that. Travis Hunter, Ashton Genty. No, I think you'll see it on the practice field. I don't think he'll be on OnlyFans. Have you ever been on OnlyFans?
No.
Have you?
Never even heard of it.
What is that?
Wait, you have too, Dan? Has everybody else on this show been on OnlyFans? Am I the only one who hasn't been?
Let me say it like Stiz. No.
I believe Stiz has been on it.
What? What's that mean?
I could see you being on it.
Now, Andy, I am the webmaster of OnlyPatsFans.com, but I don't go to OnlyFans.
I have my own OnlyStans.
Oh, Jesus. That was a fitzy line right there.
And actually, well, no. Have you never been to OnlyDans.com?
No. So you guys have legit been on that website?
Yeah.
And I've paid money to see, like, women's feet?
No. I haven't paid money for feet. I actually...
Okay. I pay for the good stuff.
I haven't, to be honest.
Just watches cake videos.
A lot
you know
of them.
I mean.
A lot of them are. You can follow a content creator for free, and then if you choose to, you can pay for extra content.
To go to the back room or something.
I've never paid for like extra content.
There's no sex in the champagne room.
No,
you know that.
No, but you can pay to go to the place where you can get what you need to get. No, I just okay. Sorry, we're off. We'll get back on here. I just OnlyFans. All these people are making gazillions of dollars, right?
It's a small percentage of the actual content creators that are on there. It's like a myth to, you know, that to think that everyone on there is making...
No, not everyone, but some people are making millions, correct?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so some people for bumping and humping are making millions.
And so therefore, people are paying millions. So, because I think
the money has to come from someplace. Right. That's how it works.
Okay.
Andy, you seem pretty well versed in this.
No, I've never been on the website, and I don't know that I ever would be.
To be fair,
yeah, I go to a website every day, Paul. It's called onlypapers.bringittome.
We did have one guy who said he reads four papers a day. He was defending
me. Yeah, what a brag that was. What a vintage late 19th century flex that was.
These are our people. I believe him, and these are our people that read four newspapers a day. Okay, getting back to Drake May. I think he is a cocky son of a gun. I think you see that on the practice field. You see that on the game field. But you don't want to see that off of the field until it's necessary and appropriate. And I'm with him. He could be a little bit less of whatever he's selling right now, but I don't think you want to start becoming... He's not Joe Burrow. It's much easier to be Joe Burrow when Joe Burrow looks left and he's got Ja'Marr Chase and looks right and has T. Higgins. And he's got like $70 million a year worth of wide receivers, right? Like, Joe Burrow has a swagger, but he also has a swagger around him in a couple guys that were racing Lamborghinis through the streets of Miami after celebrating their contracts. I think Drake May is appropriate in his reserved style, I guess. The one thing
for
I wanted
now, okay.
Yeah, I mean, do you disagree? Because I just...
I do to it.
Stay
how,
above your skis
much,
or whatever. Like, don't.
Here's how much and how far I disagree. I would like, I would like a little more. Like, because I just think these deferential, well, ma'am, all I could trouble you for is a glass of lemonade on the front porch. And, it's nothing like sitting by my hound and just, watching the fireflies, mate. Like, enough. Really. Like, how about just like. It's my job to, I want to get out there this year and kick some ass.
I wouldn't say that.
I want to reward the Foxborough faith that was placed in me by everyone else. And it was an unfortunate year last year, so now I'm on a vindication tour.
You're shooting the messenger. You should have those feelings about the freaking guys that are picking the talent. Get him some weapons. Get him some guys that make plays. And no, 978. This is an actual text we received. This is an actual text here to WEEI at 617-779-7937. Once you see newly acquired Hollins catching everything in sight, you guys will walk back so much BS on the receivers.
It's going to be the greatest 400 receiving yard season we've ever seen, guys.
Yeah. I mean, is that what we're... This is Dan. So this is... Do you think that person really believes Mac Hollins is a star? Or is just playing a game on the radio and like trying to talk themselves into Mac Hollins can be some superstar?
I hope for the safety of them and those around them that they're joking, because otherwise that is a wild take.
Like, Mac Hollins has been in the league
for years. Not
going to
be a 1,000-yard receiver, guys. We'll be lucky if he catches 45 passes for, let's say, 513 yards and four touchdowns and plays some special teams and gives us at least 7 Instagrammable outfits, I will say it is a massive success.
I will, too, as long as those don't lead the Patriots. Because if those lead the Patriots, then we're watching a pretty bad offense, which is what I still have. I need a clarification. Joe Burrow is pretentious. I want Drake confident. Is that accurate?
Joe Burrow can sometimes be, not pretentious, he can be arrogant.
Yeah, I like arrogant.
You don't say.
Arrogant usually comes with talent and ability.
Of course,
and
he's the best. He's my favorite. Andy, Joe Burrow's quarterback play, style, and demeanor always goes part and parcel with my, like, lawyer and surgeon idea. Like, you should be super cocky. I don't want you operating on me, defending me, or flying an airplane unless you're like, no, I'm the best pilot in the world.
I'm in control. Because Fitzy, in all seriousness,
I'm in control.
I believe the most arrogant person I've ever been around in person was Bill Belichick. And I think you wanted that. I think you and your people believe he was the greatest coach of all time. I also think if you're going to be the leader of men and you're going to tell Tom Brady what to do and Willie McGinnis what to do and Ted Johnson what to do, you better be freaking arrogant. You better make people believe that in your greatness, you better ooze greatness. And I think Bill did that.
Andy, yeah, Andy, right here, text her on the 978, and of course, you can call or text at the same number. You guys know it. No need to repeat it. 617-779-7.
You just said there was no need to repeat it.
97, that's why I didn't finish it. 978, you guys recall Julian Julian Edelman.
I do.
Where did he come from? Northern California.
Was he a journeyman wide receiver you picked up in free agency like Mac Hollins?
No. I think that's the sort of like he arrived in the league like cocksure and ready to let people know how good he thought he was.
Oh, I thought that person was... No, that's the person that was mad that we're not taking Matt Collins seriously. It's the same number. So that person is saying...
Oh, we're not doing that.
That Matt Collins is going to be the next Julian Edelman. That's what that person is saying. Because I missed the part where Julian Edelman was a journeyman wide receiver who bounced around teams and landed in New England. That's not
maybe
what he
was. A solid... Okay, and another 978 texter. He might be a solid number three receiver. That's what he was meant to do. I don't ever want to put a ceiling or a limit on anybody.
Right. I think that's right.
Except Stiz, because he can be a real handful.
But might be number three. Like, that correct. Sentence I agree with. I think there's a world. Now,
hold on. Joe Burrow text line does not look like a pouty baby. Joe Burrow is a badass. He is a stone cold killer and a silent assassin, and you would move heaven, earth, Drake, and several other draft picks to have him in a Patriots uniform.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Joe Burrow is one of the top three quarterbacks in the NFL. He is absolutely one of the top three quarterbacks, and you would kill to have him as your quarterback. You hope Drake May is as good as Joe Burrow.
If he wins, let me just say this. Winning one Super Bowl in Cincinnati would be the equivalent to winning three here. That's how difficult it is. That's the mountain that man has to move. That's how Herculean that task is.
617-779-7937. Beauty of live radio. I never thought we would be having a debate on how great Matt Collins is and how overrated Joe Burrow is, but... here we are. It's a Tuesday afternoon on WEEI Afternoons. We'll continue to talk Patriots. I put up an interesting poll today. Now, I think all my polls are interesting. Some people disagree. But today's results...
Could you pause, please, somewhere in there?
Pause. Double pause. Triple pause. The results today, though, might surprise a lot of people, including one Ted Johnson. Ted Johnson may not like the results of today's poll at Jumbo Heart on Twitter. We'll get to that next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first... Dan Ball, give me what's trending.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Brought to you by Cars for Kids. The Celtics beat the Sacramento Kings on the road last night, 113-95 per WEEI's Justin Turpin. Boston has now won 6 in a row and 21 of their last 25. And in the win, the Celtics bench outscored the Kings bench 46-18. Not all smiles, however, as Jason Tatum left the game in the third quarter with a sprained left ankle. There is currently no timetable for his return to the court. Boston visits the Phoenix Suns as they continue their road trip tomorrow night. The Bruins visit the Anaheim Ducks tomorrow night as well. Puck drop is at 10 p.m. and Boston has lost 6 in a row entering play tomorrow. The Red Sox won game one of their two-game exhibition series against the Sultanes de Monterrey in Mexico last night, 10-1. Marcelo Meyer went 2-for-4 and drove in 5 runs. Richard Fitz started on the mound and looked great, going 6 innings and giving up just 1 unearned run. The teams wrap up their two-game set tonight at 7:10 p.m. Left-handed pitching prospect Shane Drohan starts for Boston, and you can listen to the game after the Christian Arcan show on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh. A Patriots compensation update from ESPN's Jeremy Fowler. Linebacker Christian Ellis' new deal with the Patriots is for $13.5 million over 2 years. Ellis returns to the team after the Patriots chose to match an offer sheet from the Las Vegas Raiders. And as draft rumors continue, the Tennessee Titans will hold an additional private workout with potential number one overall pick, Cam Ward. One more update from within the hour. Mike Vrabel was in person at the University of Texas today for their pro day. Cars for Kids, no more stressing over your old vehicle. Donate it today and get it picked up tomorrow. It's the easiest service out there. Donate online at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
You, not the front office. What would you like to see at four?
See at four, you take the best player. I think in that early, take the best player available. So, you know, any one of those guys, you know, I don't want to, you know, put my foot in my mouth here. So just whoever wants to come play in New England and you know, wins the football game.
Drake May with Kay Adams down on the golf course in Mexico. Fitzy, was that okay? Were you okay with that answer?
That was fine.
Wow, you are down on Drake May, and I don't care for it. I'm not here for it.
I mean, I appreciate the fact that he's parroting the, you know, toeing the company line. Elliot Wolf said last year we drafted for need. My bad. Didn't necessarily work out for us. And now Drake May is following in tow with him, saying we're just going to go with best player available. But is it wrong for him to say, I'd love a left tackle?
Yeah, because then if they don't get a left tackle, like us will be like,
Darian Lowe's feelings.
No, I think it's more, Drake May's not happy. They didn't get a left tackle. They didn't take a left tackle at four. Or Drake May didn't get a weapon because he said on Kay Adams' podcast he wanted a weapon. Or, you know,
TV show.
The Belichickian people will think, oh, now you're tipping your hand and somebody's going to trade to three because they want Will Campbell more than you do, or they need this. Kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I the answer was fine. I mean, he definitely errs on the side of
caution, deferential caution, which
that's
I get
proper. He's got one
more
win in the National Football League. One more win than you and I combined.
Yeah.
Maybe wait till you get your second win before you pop off.
Don't forget your second win. Yeah, I don't know. I guess much like with the offense and the entire operation, and this is what I believe we'll be getting come this fall, I've just been left wanting more.
Okay, but it's a slow developmental process. But let's get into the options. So there's been obviously plenty of Travis Hunters. Travis Hunter, I would say, is the most mocked pick to the Patriots this offseason, or at least of late. Travis Hunter, the quarterbacks, Abdul Carter goes, boom, you get Travis Hunter at four. Everybody's happy. You get a wide receiver. He might play some corner. Okay. There's also been some talk.
I don't like that, though.
I don't love it. I don't. The more I watch, the less I think of this draft in all. It's just, there's not a lot of good bust players available throughout the entire draft. There was a great line today on the Rich Keefe show with Adam Jones. He gets his name on it, too.
Wow.
You know, we've done enough radio shows with Rich Keefe to know that he loves every wide receiver that's essentially ever run a pass route.
He wants anybody who starts a fight in hockey, flips a bat in baseball, and scores a touchdown and spikes the ball in your face.
Correct. He said today he actually doesn't love the Travis Hunter pick, and he doesn't think there's any good receivers in this draft. He doesn't really like any of the receivers in this draft. If he doesn't like the receivers, we got a receiver problem in this draft.
Well, we got to then Rich needs to maybe if he says I don't love the receivers, he must be talking about the first and second round guys, because there are definitely guys to be found in this draft that can make a difference in the NFL. They're just not Malik Nabers. Sorry, they're not superstars right off the page, off the field, and from Jump Street. Like, you're just not dealing with the same caliber of player that you were last year. I get that.
So the other thing that has developed is a lot of people want to trade down. Ah, none of these players are that good. They're not worth the fourth pick in the draft. The left tackle is not that good. The receiver is not that good. Blah, blah. You can't take a running back at four. You can't take a tight end at four. All of those things.
Are we sure about that?
Well, that's a fair question. But also, Chad Graff did a nice thing. And one of the beauties of The Athletic is their whole network of writers. He reached out to the writers that cover all the people between the Patriots and I think the 11th pick in the draft or the 12th pick in the draft to get their barometer as to whether the team they cover would trade up with the Patriots. Could the Patriots trade down a little bit? And almost to a man and a woman, they said, nope, we're good. Nope, we'll just wait. Nope, they don't want to trade up. Nope, they don't want a quarterback. Nope, they're collecting assets. They're not giving up assets. So I did a simple poll question today, kind of off of Chad Graff's story in a way. I said, if Travis Hunter and Abdul Carter are gone, so they go in the top two picks. Top three picks.
Top three.
Let's say it's Cam Ward one and then Abdul Carter and Travis Hunter in some order after that. And no trade develops. Who do you want the Patriots to take at number four overall? And the options I gave were offensive lineman Will Campbell, running back Ashton Jeanty, and tight end Tyler Warren. And I put other reply with names. Fitzy, can you guess the results of the poll with over 1,700, also a lot, but 17,000 would be 10 times as much. Can you guess the results?
I'll go 40% for Will Campbell, 20% Jeanty, 25% Tyler Warren, and the rest for other.
You weren't terrible, actually, but you undersold the popularity of Will Campbell.
I did.
50% of the 1,700 respondents, their arms were long enough to vote for Will Campbell as the number four pick in the draft. After that, we have a two-way tie for second place.
What?
Ashton Jeanty and Tyler Warren at exactly 19% each. 12% was for other. There was, from what I scrolled through some of the responses, Membu was an option there. Some people wanted to trade down and get either Jeanty or Tyler Warren. They clearly didn't read because they said you couldn't trade down. You have to pick at number four.
I see a lot of Jeantys in the mentions. You're right. I see now a whole bunch of Membus as well. Wow. Look, Pete, I think the majority, it's not a full majority yet, but pretty, wow, look at that, 49.5%. I would say that significant portion of the respondents choosing Will Campbell, I don't even think it's for Will Campbell. I think that's just them saying, like, protect the May at all costs. Get Drake the tackle he deserves, needs, covets.
So, yeah, I've watched now all three tackles. So I told you I've started the process of trying to, you know, put together little scouting reports, my own personal scouting reports on these guys. Mm-hmm. I've watched Will Campbell, I've watched Membu, and I've watched Kelvin Banks. And guess what? I think the safest pick is Will Campbell. And I don't say that as a left tackle. I mean as a productive football player on your team where he will start games for you. That could be at guard. It could be right tackle, left tackle. I think the safest pick, if you want to swing for the fences, I think Kelvin Banks is the left tackle that you swing for. He could be a bust. I'm not guaranteeing anything. I think he has the athletic upside. And if he works on a little bit of technique with his hands and his punch, I think Kelvin Banks looks the most to me like a Pro Bowl caliber NFL left tackle.
Kelvin Banks does?
Yep, absolutely. Now, wow. There's bust factor. Bust factor, but he could be elite.
Ooh, now see, I way back into the last year when we were six ringing it a little more frequently than afternooning it, I think Kelvin Banks was on our radar for the first pick overall for the Patriots. He then had a little shine and luster taken off of him late in the season. But now I wonder if, like, there's Mike Vrabel down there at the Texas Pro Day as we sit here and discuss. I wonder if he takes a look at Kelvin Banks and says, man, if I can just get somebody to at least go back from 4 to 6, 4 to 7, I can get this kid. We can take a big old swing at a left tackle of the future because the kid sure does look the type. And if he's a bust, so be it. But at least I went down swinging for the fences and I picked up an extra second or a third in the process.
And you're acquiring clay that they clearly would have confidence that Doug Marrone can mold into a good player. If you listen to Billy O'Brien talk about Doug Marrone and then you listen to Mike Vrabel talk about Doug Marrone, I'm not going to say they have scar-like respect for him or scar-like faith in him. But I think they have a lot of faith in Doug Marrone to do the job as your offensive line coach. And if you give him Kelvin Banks, I'd be intrigued by it. But the most obvious choice is the one that we've heard the most about. And I thought it was interesting, some of the comments from Daniel Jeremiah, NFL Network. He was on the Pat McAfee show. And his explanation as to what the Patriots should do with the fourth pick.
Do you think that Travis Hunter at four to the Patriots playing receiver makes sense value-wise? That's pretty interesting.
I would. I think he's dynamic. I think he'd be their most dynamic weapon on offense, and I think they would have a lot of fun watching those two guys, quarterback and receiver, kind of grow up together. Yeah, that would, I would have a lot of, I would be excited about that if I were a Patriot fan and somehow Travis Hunter would be there. And I would be interested when they say Travis Hunter, you know, the Patriots select from Colorado, Travis Hunter, wide receiver,
football player.
Is it corner? Is it combo? Like, how are you going to write that on the card? Because the team does get to decide how that's going to be announced.
I would
be curious. That, to me, that would be wide receiver slash corner, not the other way around if you're the Patriots.
So how
football
excited?
Player.
Wow. Well, yeah, I don't love that. Call him something. Football player. It's so annoying. That's something Bill would do. Be better than that, Mike Vrabel.
Come on.
But with how I want to be excited about Travis Hunter, because it feels more and more to me like it's going to be Travis Hunter. If we're reading the tea leaves, reading the mock drafts, reading the run, Cam Ward goes in the top picks, Abdul Carter, like, I feel like Travis Hunter is going to be on the board. And I want to be excited about Travis Hunter. The way I was excited about Drake May and Christian Gonzalez, I want to feel that way about Travis Hunter. And yet, as they say, I don't feel that way about Travis Hunter. Can you do some of your Fitzy fanboy magic and muster up a little bit more excitement for me for Travis Hunter?
The first thing that I'd like to point out about Travis Hunter, in addition to the fact that he almost put up 100 catches last year for 1,300 yards and a dozen or more touchdowns, was that he did that when his body had just gone through playing top corner for the majority of the game as well. So We really don't know what he could potentially look like if the Patriots put him as wide receiver one or on offense, let's say 80 to 85% of the time, with some spare outside and slot corner usage just next year, we'll say, number one. Number two, absolute physical freak. Number three, most importantly, and this is the point Peter Schrager made a few weeks ago on Good Morning, It's Touchdowns, was... Schrager said, here's the thing that people love about Travis Hunter, not just the stats, not just the body of work, but the fact that he's got this intense compete level and intelligence people don't give him credit for, that he is working on every day just like he is, his technique on two sides of the ball. When he's lined up at receiver, not only is he a dynamite receiver, but he also approaches playing receiver with the mentality of a cornerback, so he knows how to attack corners because he plays corner. And when he plays cornerback, he attacks the cornerback position with the mentality of a wide receiver. Like, I know where these guys are going to go and what moves they're going to make. Why? Because I'm one of them. So you get, not only do you get the physical gifts of being able to play both positions, but it's like he's got two great football minds in one as well.
You know what that feels a little bit like to me? The reverse engineering of the Matt Patricia offense. Oh, he's been coaching against these offenses for years, so he knows how to attack them. And so, therefore, when you mirror it and go to the other side, he'll know exactly what he's doing. And that was a miserable failure for the Patriots, for Matt Patricia in the offense. I want this. I want pure energy. Do you remember this, Fitzy? Do you remember this feeling? Right here.
The New England Patriots select Drake May.
Let's go!
Quarterback, North Carolina.
That's what I want, a little orgasmic feeling when they draft Travis Hunter. And yet, what, Dan Ball? Dan Ball just gave me a look. Am I not allowed to say that?
No, I mean, it was just quite the choice of words.
It's really exciting. It's climactic, that feeling. It'd be lit. It'd be off the hizzy. It'd be lit and off the hizzy. But I don't feel that, and I don't know why, because Fitzy, great job. The one thing I've been selling myself on for Travis Hunter, the more I see mock drafts to the Patriots, is... You're taking him as a receiver. I don't want to see wide receiver slash cornerback. I want to see wide receiver. You believe, as we heard from Karen Garigian, I believe, was the one that they believe he's the best wide receiver in the draft and the best cornerback in the draft. Okay, you don't need a corner. You have a star corner. You have a veteran corner. I want you to write wide receiver, and I want you to say he's only practicing wide receiver because he's been so worn down. Imagine what he can do if he doesn't play corner. How much energy and speed and burst and everything he's going to have when he's fresh as flowers.
Fresh as lettuce, fresh as a daisy, fresh and ready. Fresh as the pancakes, fresh as waffles, fresher than you've ever seen. I go to somebody I trust immensely at Scout DNFL. Scout D, soon to join us on the Six Rings podcast to provide some pre-draft analyses of his favorite players. Travis Hunter's two biggest strengths at wide receiver. One, ball skills. His hand-eye coordination, vertical athleticism, and aerial adjustment ability is among the best I've ever seen. Two, speed deception. His ability to deceive you with speed, adjust his pace, and kill you on his starts and stops. And then it just goes into 3 minutes of highlights where he's just absolutely running by people and leaving them look silly for trying to pursue him.
Yeah. The other thing that I worry about sometimes is level of competition. I'd feel better about him if he had done what he had done in the SEC. You guys know I'm a bit of an SEC snob. It's part of why I actually give a little credence to Will Campbell, because I think he was really good in the SEC, and the measurables and all that can be damned when the talent he went against and on a 3-year basis for them. No, I'm talking myself into Travis Hunter. I'm trying to be optimistic because I think that is probably the most likely. I know we got late Ashton Jeanty push, which that would just be a stunner. Our guy Mike Dussault down at Patriots.com, I know he put that in his mock draft, and I honestly do believe he was doing it just to be a little different, and like there is a possibility, but I'll also get a little buzz out of it. And now people are talking about that as a more legitimate pick. Hell, we got 20% of the vote today in the poll picked Ashton Jeanty. And if they take a running back at 4, I will say, you pair him up with Drake May. That's a weapon. That's a weapon.
You chose excitement. You chose action. Look, Andy, there's enough guys. You should really prioritize the things that you want the most that are Mike Vrabel football, which is getting after the quarterback and protecting the quarterback with those early picks. There are enough running backs. You got a whole list of them thrown at you in the latest Six Rings podcast that we recorded yesterday. There are enough wide receivers as well that can fill complementary to potentially star caliber roles on this team in the second, third, and fourth round. They're just not heavy at the top like they were last year. You know, take either one of the two Ohio State guys. Take any one of the 10 other running backs, like from Omarion Hampton beyond to a guy named Giddy as well, or Giddens. I got a ton of research I got to finish doing as well. There's a lot of talent out there. You just have to take your time.
Did you know we finally know what area code the Patricia family resides in? Apparently it's the 978 because they said Matty P was better than AVP and Billy O combined and did it with Mac and Zappy. Well, Mr. and Mrs. Patricia and the Patricia family, the cousins, thank you for listening. Appreciate you texting 617-779-7937. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's bracket time. It's bracket talk. In case you hadn't heard, we have our WEEI Afternoons nickname bracket voting going on right now on Twitter. Dan Ball will give us an update with everything that's going on in the world of brackets next here on WEEI Afternoons.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
WEEI Afternoons. Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens here. It's the woman's voice in my Bose headphones that says battery 60%. Is that a real voice, or you think that's just an AI-generated voice?
That's a real, a very small, miniature person the Bose company has actually shrunk and put in your headphones.
Didn't mean that, you Jack Morgan.
Oh, of course it's AI.
I don't know. So that AI, that's taking jobs away, because back in the day, there would have had to been somebody who recorded headphones at 60%, and that would have
that's been robotized, of course.
That stinks.
I auditioned for the GPS voice.
Recalculating.
Hoping to get it.
Imagine if Stiz
was... Yo, what are you, stupid? You're supposed to go left back there.
That would be a much more entertaining voice in your GPS. Turn right, turn right, turn right. At least then it would be entertaining when you're trying to get me to crash into
walls.
Use
your blinker.
No, that's like those signs, the digital boards where they have all those in the winter and stuff. The blinker. You saw my blinker, bitch. Bracket
where
up.
Does it say that?
No, that's a, is that LL Cool J or DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince? That's a famous rap song from back in the day. 90s. You saw my blinker. I won't say it a second time because I feel like Stiz will get mad. Bracket update time. Dan Ball.
Yeah.
So we are in day 4 of the voting.
That sounds right.
Started on Thursday. It's Tuesday, day 4. We didn't have any over the weekend.
That's right.
What are our latest options in the WEEI Afternoons? And follow us on Twitter if you haven't already, because that's where you can vote, at WEEI Afternoons. What are our latest battles in the world of nicknames?
So just to recap, our baseball region wrapped up yesterday. So other than Spaceman, the 6th seed, taking down number 3 seeded Rocket, everything else was chalk. So Big Poppy.
Rocket lost?
Rocket did lose.
Wow.
I'm telling you, it's the, and Fitzy kind of hit on this yesterday. It's,
homers.
It's the Roger Clemens hate.
I guess that's what I mean.
Yeah.
It's the homers. You
I guess
left
that's exactly
us.
The definition of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Also, bad matchup. We put a spaceman versus a rocket. I mean, what are we doing there?
Yeah, we were.
Being... Spaceman is iconic. There is a legacy love for Bill Lee in New England, from the documentary to obviously his playing days to the fact that he's been around and people are still like, yeah, I went out for a beer the other day in Vermont and there was Spaceman. I saw him. He was running a taco stand. Like, he's just an eccentric, adorable, intrinsically New England cat, Andy.
I would have voted Rocket.
I think it was.
I think rounded up, it was like 52-48.
So it was close.
It was very close. Yeah. So that one lost by a bit. Shout out to El Guapo, though, because the four seed took down the Splendid Splinter.
Guapo!
So in the next round, the Sweet 16, which will begin for us on Thursday, it'll be Big Poppy against El Guapo and Oil Can against the Spaceman. Good matchups in the baseball region for the Sweet 16. Hoops region is also done. That one was all chalk. So the number one seed, Hick from French Lick, will take on Red Auerbach. That's the 1-4 matchup. And then 2-3 is a classic early 2000s, mid-2000s matchup, The Truth against The Big Ticket.
Who wins that one, guys?
Matchup.
That's a tough one.
I'm not sure. I guess maybe I would lean The Truth. I don't know. That's a great one. Andy's not listening, so I'm going
to
move on.
Well, I'm about to get upset because I told people to vote for the nickname, not the player.
Okay.
And I'm looking at the hockey region, game two, and the player is beating the nickname that I think is a Final Four, if not championship caliber nickname.
Well, good tease, Dan.
Thank you. So we have two in the football region that are done. The Law Firm takes down Sweet Feet in the 1-8 matchup, and then the Hoodie takes down the Squirrel and the 2-7. So those are the first two that are advancing to the Sweet 16. The next two that are going on right now, and again, as Andy mentioned, you can go to at WEEI Afternoons and vote for what we have right now. The two other football matchups that are currently ongoing, Gronk is leading the Goats with 17 hours remaining in the 3-6 matchups.
Well done, people.
Potential upset there. And then one that went out late yesterday, Big Tuna, Bill Parcells, is beating the Hog, John Hanna, in the 4-5 matchup right now.
That's interesting to me because that flies in the face of voting for the guys you like or whatever. There's a lot of negative feelings in Patriot Nation towards Bill Parcells, and
which
yet
I wish
he's
there
winning.
Weren't as many.
I agree.
I honestly wish there
don't
weren't
say that
many.
Too loud, though. That'll get you in trouble down at Gillette, so you might want to keep that to your opinion to yourself. I've learned that lesson before.
Not something I'm worried about, and hopefully one day we'll get in touch with the legend of Parcells and have a chat with him on the afternoon show. But
Whoa. Stop giving guests on the air. I gave you a guest idea last week. The freaking people across the street stole the idea and beat us to it.
They did?
Son of a gun. Yes.
Wait, they had Timothée Chalamet on F&M?
I don't know who that is, but no. I was talking about Matt Light when I said we should get Matt Light on. Son of a gun.
Whatever. It's not like if we have
Keep
Matt
that
Light
to on. Myself.
If we have Matt Light owes me a ton of favors, he'll show up on it. Like, oh, let's let it go by a week. Everyone will forget.
Okay. Next up, Dan Ball.
All right, hockey bracket. This one's just a couple hours in. Right now, the little ball of hate, Brad Marchand, has a slight 51-49 advantage over Big Z, Zdeno Chara, in our 1-8 matchup. And then the final one right now, and this one I know is a bee under your bonnet right now.
Yeah.
Number 7 seeded Pasta. Now, keep in mind, this went up within the hour. This is legitimately 23 minutes old. But so far, with the votes that we have in, it is roughly 75-25, 7-seeded Pasta over number 2-seeded, rest in peace, Blaine Locknet Monster Locker.
That might be the best nickname on the board here. In the round of 32, that might be, and Blaine Locker was the goalie, so Locknet Monster. People, in case you don't know, the Loch Ness Monster is a thing. Well, it may not really be a thing,
I mean, is it really? I mean, not really a thing. It's sort of metaphorically a thing.
But this is a great
fictional
nickname. It's an absolute, well, not everybody believes it's fictional. I'm not sure you should say that to Rich Keefe. You might get yourself in trouble and Keefer Madness.
Tell him to strap on his scuba gear and go find it.
Oh, scuba gear. I didn't know where you were going there. So this one angers me. Because Pasta, yes, better player. But the better nickname, and I don't even think it's close. This is a 2-7 matchup. It's appropriately. It could have been a 1-8 matchup. And yet you people are voting for your favorite player because he's playing well this year. He's the only fun thing on your little hockey team. So you're giving him his just desserts in his frickin' voting.
Do you hate listeners?
No, I love listeners. I hate when they do things that aren't appropriate. And this is inappropriate.
You people and your little hockey team. Now, I get it. Listen, I mean, Pasta is not necessarily the most creative nickname in the world, but neither is Gronk. It's literally part of each of these larger-than-life, party-centric humans' names. But when they have that much personality and they mean that much to their team and their fans, then they're going to end up voting as much with their head as they do their heart, or vice versa. Like, it's a mate, like GOAT. That's Tom Brady behind the GOAT, and yet Gronk should and likely will take him down because... You know, just calling someone Gronk, nothing's cooler than, really nothing's cooler than Gronk ever was with the Pats.
And I do believe the GOAT is one of the greatest nicknames of all time when it was assigned to Muhammad Ali. Stealing it 3 decades later and giving it to Tom Brady is where it becomes a little weird.
More of a co-opting than it was outright.
Okay,
theft.
Co-opting, whatever. The original GOAT is really cool. Secondary GOATs and all that is not so great. But the brackets are up. They're available. Go vote. Vote for the Loch Ness Monster if you know what's right and sane
in
this world.
Hey, no influencing.
I am trying to influence. I'm trying to save themselves from embarrassing themselves in an entire region of sports fans.
No, gotta let them.
At WEEI Afternoons on Twitter. Follow us and vote. Continue to vote throughout the week. Yes, Dan Ball.
Final two from the round of 32 will be out tomorrow morning before the show, and then we'll get our results in and we'll start our Sweet 16 when the Sweet 16 begins on Thursday.
It's almost like somebody planned that. And they did, and his name is Dan Ball, because the four others of us are not organized enough to do something like that. So, Dan Ball, thank you. You're doing a fine job with that. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, the Celtics win again. The Celtics are rolling, except their best player is limping. Jason Tatum had an ankle injury, left the game in the third quarter. And Bill Chisholm continues to say all the right things. We'll see if he does the right things if and when he takes full ownership of the Boston Celtics. Celtics are headed towards Banner 19 only if Jaylen Brown can carry him that far. That's next here on WEEI Afternoons.